predictive programming is, Josh, am I correct in saying that this is a, it's a theory that the powers that be, no matter who you believe controls the levers, you know, but the people, the New World Order, essentially, they intentionally give us clues at what they have coming up, right? So the New World Order, they obviously created coronavirus, but they knew when Captain America came out, they knew they were going to do this, so they dropped some clues in as like a teaser just to fuck with us. That's predictive programming.
Yeah, it's almost, I think it's not to antagonize the citizens, but it's to like kind of psychologically accustom them or to normalize these ideas. They drop it through fictional movies first. So they'll, like you said, put something into a Avengers or something like that. And this is generally the explanation that is used for like, you know, if a, like the Spider-Man movie has a thing of the Twin Towers, and then that came out in 2001 or something like that. Like these guys look to fictional examples as like hints as to what's going to happen in the real world that then later transpires in reality.
That's a funny one because there are real examples of that, but it's not that crazy, right?
I mean, well, there are... Oh, go ahead.
My understanding is that it comes from David Icke, who is the reptilian conspiracy guy, the like UFO anti-Semitism dude. So I don't I don't know how classic. Realistic this one actually is. Second, like adjacent note, the only thing I can find for stitching coin of existence is a Pinterest post that has like a cross stitch of that maze icon from Westworld. I can't find anything else about it.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's kind of a dead end.
Oh, that would be funny if it was a Westworld reference.
My favorite is when these do come back to like mainstream entertainment, you know? Like,
but like the true side of it is, of course, that all of those films do have like military advisors.
I was literally about to bring that up. That, you know, like a lot of like Marvel movies are military propaganda.
Yes.
And
the
U.S. Army does pay for product placement in Marvel movies the same way that Doritos pays for product placement in movies, which is crazy. Like,
yes.
That is insane that that's allowed to happen.
It's so vast and in your face and so blatant that the real conspiracy theories are often missed. Like, I mean, the U.S. military is 100% giving input and like plots of movies, you know, and probably funding them and CIA is probably funding them. I mean, there's evidence of this. Like, this has happened multiple times. It's very real.
It's such a so downhill from them like sponsoring abstract expressionism in the 50s to just Marvel movies and Homeland and shit. But I guess that's just the trajectory of American culture in general.
I mean, that's just how the culture train goes, baby.
I guess we're kind of talking about predictive programming in the opposite direction, right? So, I mean, obviously there's like a kind of, there's definitely a direct through point where at some point someone in U.S. intelligence talks to the movie producer or weighs into on a touchy subject, pushes them one way or the other. Maybe they contribute funding, maybe they don't, stuff like that, like flying jets over a NFL game type of thing. But I think there's a more insidious kind of just background noise that is American culture that doesn't require those direct kind of one-to-one connections where people are just, you know, ubiquitously through education in schools, through the kind of diffuse apparatus of American culture, programmed to not believe that a better world is possible, that the USSR was the instantiation of Karl Marx's vision for communism and we need to fight it and uphold American individualist capitalism, Ayn Randian hero worship, et cetera, et cetera. Those things are more difficult. That is kind of like the diffuse cultural influence rather than the product of like one actor having a covert meeting with another that feels more conspiratorial.
Yeah, and well, in Hollywood too, in terms of, you know, U.S. military or U.S. foreign policy agendas, things like that bleeding into films, there's certainly examples of like CIA directly funding or creating art with the intention of having it being explicit propaganda. I mean, they're doing it now. There's an entire branch of the military that does that. But there's also versions where it's just kind of like coincidental and so casual that it's not really... It doesn't really seem insidious. I mean, one of the main things is, you know, in all of those movies, like Marvel movies and stuff, where you see, or war movies where you see tanks, like those tanks need to come from somewhere. The how art directors and art department of a movie, they're good, but they aren't going to build like hundreds of tanks. So you need to borrow those from the military, and the U.S. military will help you out, help out some movies, but they're not going to help you out if you're making some movie that doesn't fit where they want it to fit, you know? So
totally.
Any real serious movie producer that has experience working with the military or any military, U.S. or otherwise, like they know that, and they're going to be even like factoring it passively into the way they write their movies, you know? Maybe not a conspiracy theory. It's really, it's actually almost worse in many ways. And it's just kind of, it's casual and right there. And nobody even thinks of it as bad, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's like something that is, it's advertised to us. Like it is like, it's out in the open. Like there's videos of just like Brie Larson on set. Like, hey, what's up? I'm here with the U.S. Army. you know, on the, like, these are like real, like these videos are just like, you know, it's on the fucking Marvel YouTube channel or whatever. And it is, I mean, it's blatant because it's like, why, you know, it's blatant because like, of course it is. Like, it's not, these movies are made for the masses. They're made for like smooth brained individuals. And it's like very simple to be like, oh yeah, check this. Oh, look, it's Baby Groot. And then you walk in, you're like, oh, yeah, Baby Groot, very, very cute character. I'm on board. Let's see. Oh, Baby Groot, he's talking to Iron Man. Damn. And then you walk out and you're like, I got to apply to join the U.S. Army.
Yeah. The Groot to U.S. Army pipeline.
The best part is now that you have to get the U.S. military approval, but you also have to get China's. So you like just get completely neutered. Like there wasn't the new Top Gun where they had to like to take the Taiwanese flag off of Tom Cruise's jacket. Like there's just all these little, like,
oh yeah,
you know, little things.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be like, I don't know who the new villain will be. Just like, I guess aliens. I don't know.
And it's funny when, like, especially if you revisit an old conspiracy theory, like, I think a funny one that we all know is subliminal messages, which, I mean, that's still around, but where they thought that technology was going to insert, like, secret messages into music. Like, there's that South Park episode. Remember that episode, Brandon? Was that South Park or The Simpsons? The Navy?
I'm not sure.
Oh, Join the Navy. It was The Simpsons. Yeah. Where okay, it's like it's like that song that's Join the Navy backwards, right?
Yeah.
Am I remember this correctly?
Yeah. No, yes.
It's like, that's like a... Simpsons is famous for predicting the future, but that's wrong in the sense that our messages aren't subliminal now. They're just right in your... Hyperliminal. They're just right in your face, directly telling you. Like, the future we live in now is like Brie Larson just being like, hey guys, I'm here on YouTube. I just want to tell you all to join the United States Marines.
Brie Larson, like, hey, what's up? What's up, YouTube? The Iraq War was just.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like the ultimate irony of cultural Marxism, is that there are nationalist right-wing forces that are very present and very influential in popular media, and they're pushing it in the opposite direction.